the killing of the U.S. ambassador in Libya, this year a bounty on another ambassador in Yemen, North Korea's rocket launch, Iran's nuclear program. These things all worry U.S. national security officials, but they're not, by any means, the only threats they have to deal with in 2013. We're joined by WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Happy New Year, sir.
Hey, Dick, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
What are the top threats to U.S. national security
this year? At the very top of the list is concern about a cyber attack, a malicious, destructive cyber attack. Experts are becoming increasingly worried that because the attacks that we're seeing are becoming much more sophisticated as time passes. Also on that list, Al-Qaeda is digging into what appears to be a new home in Mali, into the mountains, digging into the ground. And they're sort of trying to fortress themselves in there. There are concerns in northern Nigeria, the Pakistani border area, homegrown plotters right here, Iraq and Syria rising again. But one of the things that's very interesting, and I heard this from a top U.S. official a few days ago, and that is the inability to cooperate is a big concern for U.S. national security here in the States. The agencies and people that need to work together need to do a better job.
I thought we fixed that after 9/11.
On paper, yes. The DNI was supposed to do that. But as you know, that's still not fixed. And that is because of the lasting issue and concern about TERF, what I own, what I'm responsible for.
So that, still not that raises the possibility of another intelligence failure.
And that's exactly what some are saying happened in Benghazi. A part of the reason why that was a problem. You had the situation where there were diplomatic concerns about security, but political concerns supposedly got in the way of supplying what was necessary for that. There are concerns about cultural mistakes in the State Department and concerns about that. And also, you have this, again, intelligence problem when it comes to groups and people working together to deal with things.
Let's go back to cybersecurity. This threat of a cyber attack, a web-based attack, what would it look like? I mean, we're not just talking about our inability to go online and read the WTOP.com, are we?
Well, you would know it. And the reason I say that, you're exactly right. No, it would not just be your computer is not showing you what you need. You're talking about cars not starting. You're talking about your house being dark. You're talking about this radio station and other media outlets being in the dark and unable to reach people. You're talking pretty serious concerns from the broadcast realm, the online realm, and beyond. You're talking about first responders, but perhaps more so than that, you're talking about banks, money just flooding possibly out of banks. Mm-hmm. This is not being said to scare people, but this is one of the realities that officials are talking about with when they say a digital Pearl Harbor or a cyber 9/11.
It's
That's what they're talking about.
A threat.
Exactly.
J.J., thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Our national security correspondent, J.J. Green, and gratefully here at TOP, if we were to go off the air, we have backup generators so the people, the listeners can count on us. We will stay here. We'll be on the air.
That's right. Your Twitter may be gone, but you'll always have WTOP on the broadcast air.
Perfect.
It'll be dark in here, but you'd have it on the air.
We'll have the candles lit.